して何も見えず、悲しくて目を開ければ荒野に向かう道より。
Okay, everybody, let's sing along. In case you haven't noticed, this is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. Today's music has had an international flavor because our theme has been international. Welcome back to my show. We are now going to do Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to my show, Jim.
Hi there, Bruce.
How are you?
I'm really good today, and it has a lot to do with the fact that I woke up this morning with purposeful gratitude.
That seems to tie in well with our topic today about lessons learned from the poor but happy. I would love what that column inspired for you and our topic, meaning our segment of money.
It's interesting. Most people I know who are in the money industry that run money for families find that there's a common theme that runs amongst a lot of their clients. And I was shocked to find a new one after I read your article, which is that...
You mean I had something original? I had something original to say?
No. Your article is fantastic. I was shocked to find a new theme that actually runs amongst most of the families that we run money for.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is that most of them, almost all of them, with very rare exception, live well below their means. And as you know, Bruce...
Wait, well below their means or well above their means?
Well, they live below their means, meaning that they have means that could support a far larger lifestyle. And in fact, there is a commonality amongst my clients that I don't think, especially in the Los Angeles area, of course, but even nationally, I don't think that that's a common thing that you find out there. And you're right. I find that my clients who actually do manage their lifestyles appropriately have a higher level of happiness than what I perceive to be the average person out there. And I have to wonder, it's probably related to the same thing that you found when you traveled overseas, which is that people who live within their means or well below their means, so they have cushion, don't end up with those kind of keeping up with the Joneses angsts that a lot of others do. And, of course, we can try and figure out where that comes from. As you mentioned, the Hong Kong big, gigantic billboard saying, bye-bye this, bye-bye that, maybe that has a lot to do with it.
By bye-bye, you meant purchase, just to make it clear to our audience. That's a very, very interesting observation. I know, as you well know, having managed my money for so long, that whenever there's a significant purchase that I'm thinking about, I will not do it without getting your permission, in essence.
Right, and that's actually very common. Several of our clients do the same exact thing.
I mean, I really don't need your permission to get a coffee at Starbucks, but I do occasionally call and say, can I get this double latte?
I would actually appreciate it if you could just start text messaging. That would be a little more efficient.
Okay. Well, usually I just get the regular coffees, and I don't get the fancy ones, so that way I'm saving a little money. I hope you appreciate that.
I do, Bruce.
Actually, it's ironic. A great financial tip I picked up in that book, The Millionaire Next Door, which is those little expenditures that people do every day, if they do it every day, add up to an incredible amount of money in the course of a year or a lifetime. And that can surely impact that bottom line. So while I was joking on that, because I usually actually only call you when it's about buying a house or a car or something along those lines, that is another way of living within or below your means and just being smart. I mean, I know when we go out as a family, it is kind of understood, with the exception of my wife, who has to have a glass of wine with every meal, the boys and I do not order drinks. Because you just do that on a regular basis, and it's just adding another 10-15% to your cost of eating out.
Well, Bruce, it's funny. As you're talking, you just triggered something that I think is also related.
What, that I'm the cheapest guy you know?
Actually. No. It's just about the way people can look at their money. know, we consult to a great number of 401k plans, the companies that run them. And in the process of doing that, we actually educate participants on how to utilize their 401ks. And in so doing, we've given a lot of young investors advice along the years that wouldn't normally be able to access our time. And the thing that we've always consistently told them is, when you're young and your income is growing, as you would hope that it would in an early stage of a career, set your savings habits early. If you're a 20% of your income saver when you're 25, then as you get more and more raises, your lifestyle increases and you get that, you know, warm and fuzzy, I'm making more money, I'm spending more money feeling. But you do it saving 20%.
But a larger
amount of
money. But if you start
your life at 25 years old as spending 105% of what you make, hoping to make it up one day, guess where you're going to be 5, 10, 20 years from now?
And the irony is, we all get accustomed to whatever level we're currently at. So if we're in fact living on 80% of our income, whatever it is, we will be able to do so all along. Whereas if you
That's
start
right.
doing the 105%, as you said, you'll end up doing that and just dig yourself a deeper hole.
Exactly. And it's, you know, we were talking, is actually I had this conversation the other day with somebody. You know, our personal place of perspective is, you know, our comfort zone. It's, we're feeling really, really good in our range, or we're feeling really, really bad in our range. But if you took the circumstances that might be one person's, man, my life is really not good in 2011, and compared it to somebody who might be, you know, 5-10 miles away from them, and gave them the same exact circumstances, that could be that person's best day of their life. And so you're right. If you set your perspective and you set your level, so to speak, at a place of savings, and again, going back to how we started this conversation, living within or actually well under your means, you actually can create a zone of continual happiness. And God forbid we ever face another recession and you got to tighten the belt a little bit. You're not tightening the belt from what you're living on. You're actually within your cushion. God forbid we should go back to that old phrase that our parents taught us about saving for a rainy day. You know?
Like so many cliches, they're so true. They're just so darn true. Well, you actually took this this topic in a direction I didn't expect, and I enjoy and appreciate that. Please do tell our listeners where you can be reached and about your newsletter, because I think it would certainly address some of these issues we've talked about.
Yeah, by all means. We can be reached, and we do individual counseling by the hour, so we can help people put these plans together. We can be reached through our website, by sending an email to info@npier.com. That's info@npier.com, and they can go to our website at npier.com. We can also be reached on our 800 number, which is 800-403-7065. And if people want our newsletter, which is about to come out, by the way, for the spring market and economic commentary, it's going to be an interesting one with Japan and everything that's come up in the Middle East.
And the market's still going up. I cannot believe it.
Going up. Actually, we named the, you know how I like to come up with those cute titles every quarter.
Uh-huh.
We named this one, The Markets Are Bulletproof, literally.
Sure seems to be.
And that's what they've proved to be in the first quarter, is they literally have withstood the bullets flying throughout the Middle East, and it's been remarkable. So if you want to learn more about that, you can send us an email, you know, put something in the subject line about the newsletter, and we'll send it out to you.
And is it true that if you mention the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View, that 20% that you talked about is also going to come off your fee?
Well, our fee for the newsletter is free, Bruce.
I meant the hourly consultation.
Only for Bruce Allen listeners, of course.
I think that's the first time I actually got you to stumble on some words.
God
forbid. Oh, it's a good thing we're old friends, Jim. Besides, since I didn't give a number, you could just inflate the number anyway.
Well, 20% off of nothing.
Yes, indeed. No, and I do encourage our listeners to get the newsletter. It is written in layman's language, although it has experts' advice and experts' counsel in it. So it's eminently readable. I believe we're out of time, aren't we, Richard? Jim, thank you again. Look forward to talking with you next week. Are you still there?
Bruce, take care.
I believe you're going off to the mountains, so make sure you wear your helmet.
I will. Okay. I will. I'll strap it on tight.
I'll see you next week or talk to you next week. It is time for another break. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, and I will be back with some closing remarks after these commercials.